Time for a look at the news. It's a Friday, the 6th day of July for 2018. Here's what's happening locally. Cal Fire has arrested a suspect for causing the shingle fire. According to Cal Fire spokesperson Bryce Bennett, Jacob Morris of Elk Grove has been taken into custody for recklessly causing the fire on July 4th. The fire was caused through the use of illegal fireworks. The shingle fire burned 316 acres of grassy oak woodland near the community of Rancho Murrieta and La Trobe. Thanks to the efforts of firefighters, no structures were destroyed. As fire danger remains high across California, Bennett reminds us wildfires pose a major threat to life, property, and our state's natural resources. Cal Fire urges the public to be vigilant in their preparedness and to be aware of suspicious activity when a fire does start. If you witness suspicious activity, note the time and the description of the suspicious individual and/or vehicle. This can be one of the most important pieces of information for investigators. Also, do not approach the individual or individuals engaging in the suspicious behavior. Instead, call 911 to report the activity immediately.
And a move to recall Calaveras supervisor Gary Toffanelli has come to an end. According to Calaveras Election Department, organizers of the effort to recall Toffanelli did not meet the 5 p.m. June 28th petition deadline. The petition to recall Toffanelli approved for circulation on March 30th. Proponents were required to submit a minimum 1,396 valid signatures. They have not said how many they had gathered. But in a statement issued yesterday, the recall opponents said, quote, "The committee to recall Supervisor Gary Toffanelli has determined our efforts and energy will better serve the community if we focus on the issues at hand in Districts 4 and 5. Adding, they believe Toffanelli has, quote, "shown what appears to be a sound conscience and desire to do right by the residents of Calaveras County." So they did not submit the signatures gathered. District 1 in Calaveras includes the communities of Circle 20, San Andreas, Valley Springs, Campo Seco, La Contenta, Comanche, Burson, and Wallace.
And the CHP has released the identity of a person killed in a two-car collision on Wednesday in Calaveras County. According to the San Andreas CHP, Eliza Johnson of Patterson was driving northbound on O'Burns Ferry Road near Duchess Drive at about 2 in the afternoon when she made a left turn directly into the path of Daniel Glover of Woodbridge, who was driving southbound. The front of Glover's vehicle collided with the right side of Jensen's vehicle. The right front passenger in that car, Davon Curry of Patterson, received major injuries and as a result died at Mark Twain Medical Center. Jensen suffered minor injuries and another passenger also suffered moderate injuries. Both were treated at Sonora Regional Medical Center. Glover, the other driver, was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of the incident. CHP says he suffered major injuries and was treated at Modesto Memorial Medical Center. CHP reports alcohol and/or drugs were not a factor in that collision. Again, the drivers were Elijah Jensen of Patterson and also Daniel Glover of Woodbridge. I may have mixed up those names there.
Well, according to Cal Fire, the 2018 fire season has already surpassed last fire season. Current fire stats show that in 2017, between January and July 1st, 2,365 unique fire incidents occurred, resulting in 38,418 acres burned. Well, this year, during the same time frame, 2,626 fire incidents have sparked here in the Golden State, resulting in 53,024 acres burned. Now, that's an increase of 261 incidents and 14,606 acres burned. Now, 2018 is shaping up to be one of the worst fire seasons in the last decade, already surpassing the five-year combined average of 29,035 acres.
PG&E and Machado & Son Construction will be closing Center Street to all traffic today in Jackson for street surface restoration work. All vehicles traveling in this area are required to select an alternate route. Again, residents and all other traffic entering and leaving the area must follow the detours. Residents are encouraged to use off-street parking as much as possible. PG&E inspectors and traffic safety officers will be communicating with residents directly to best accommodate access and exiting from the affected area. But again, that will be today, Center Street, all traffic. Again, for street resurfacing.
And tonight, Amador Arts TGIF Summer Concert Series continues in Pine Grove. This week's concert will be held at Pine Grove Park with popular local folk band Wicked Sisters. The music starts at 6, but come out early. You can picnic or just hang out with friends and family. For more details, visit amadorarts.org. And you can always listen to samples of the upcoming band for TGIF right here on KVGC, Saturday and Sunday mornings, 9 a.m. on Arts Around Amador.
And the Amador Ridge Summer Concert Series continues tomorrow night with Jake Geedy featuring Seth Baldwin. Classically trained and rock refined, Jake is proud to bring his internationally award-winning vocals to the Gold Country. Performing acoustic classic and contemporary pop rock, these new-age singer-songwriters have a sound to please all ages. Don't miss this free performance by Jake Geedy featuring Seth Baldwin. That's tomorrow night from 5 to 8. The 2018 Amador Ridge Summer Concert Series brought to you by your locally owned Dickies.
And come celebrate the independence of the McCallamy River in Volcano this Sunday with the Foothill Conservancy and celebrate the designation of the McCallamy as California's 12th wild and scenic river. Join your fellow river lovers at the Volcano Union Inn this Sunday from 3 to 5 for delicious union appetizers and no-host beverages. Don't forget, wear your favorite McCallamy shirt or pin. RSVP 223-3508.
That, my friends, is a look at local news for a Friday, the 6th day of July for 2018. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, visit our website, kvgcradio.com.